Oh, shit. God damn, this is ridiculous. Xbox. Fucking Xbox, man. Like, now, PlayStation did the retarded thing when they basically was able to record your conversations when you were fucking playing on the game, and that was crazy. But what Xbox just implemented is terrible. What's even more ridiculous is that if you don't know, or if you think this isn't a big deal, I hate to bust your bubble, but this is a big fucking deal. Recently, Xbox announced that they're essentially in an update that's going to come. They're going to help save with emissions or to fight, you know, whatever. They're going to forcibly turn off the game for a certain amount of hours, right? And then they acted as if, like, this wasn't that big. Like, then they acted as if it was like, well, you could set the times and we turn it off, but, like, designated per day, they're going to shut the bitch off. Like, that's going to happen, right? And that is beyond ridiculous. That is beyond ridiculous. They, like, Jesus Christ, do you understand how crazy it is? I feel so bad for people who got Xbox. I'm a Sony pony. I'm sorry. But Jesus Christ, like, Sony, if you want another reason for people to buy your console over Xbox, don't implement something like this. This is fucking retarded. Like, Jesus Christ, this is equivalent to Nickelodeon doing their day of play. Like, if you didn't know, is a thing Nickelodeon does where it used to be once a year they would just, or like they still do it, I'm not sure, I haven't had cable in years, but damn sure I haven't paid for it even longer, but they would forcibly just play like a little block that was like the day of play. So they would like be like, hey, we're a channel dedicated to entertaining children, so now you should go outside. It was the dumbest fucking thing, and they did it for years. And it would pop up randomly throughout like the summer and whatnot. And it was the stupidest fucking thing in the world. But upon doing that, all it did was basically improve the traffic to fucking Cartoon Network. Because I remember, even if it was something that I would watch on Nickelodeon, I would then just go over to Cartoon Network because of the fact that it was like, yeah, nothing to play on Nickelodeon. They're doing that dumbass day of play. It was the same shit with like the Nick News thing. I'll never forget, my teacher turned it on one time, and it was like a time where like the chick who did like the news stuff was there with Magic Johnson. I saw a thing talk about how important that was, but realistically, I always got annoyed with it because it was like, it was boring to me. I didn't care about the news. I was a kid. I just wanted to see cartoons. But I digress. This is a ridiculous concept. I mean, this is equivalent to the patent that was bought for electric cars recently, where they're able to only distribute a certain amount of the battery to the person who purchased the car if they wanted to. So damn near, if you want to utilize the full battery of your electric car, it's damn near like you're buying a DLC. You have to pay more money for the car that you already bought. Now, that shit just funny, but this right here is ridiculous. Man, like, do you understand how just stupid this is? They're able to go into your game and forcibly turn it off whenever they want to without you being able to do anything about it. There's nothing you can do. Even though you already bought the console, you're using it however the fuck you want to use it, and that don't matter. And it's like, this is software that they're implementing onto the systems, and you can't not do anything about it. All you can do is change the time in which you wish for them to implement when they'll forcibly shut off the game. It's the stupidest fucking thing. It's so crazy. This is a huge, big deal, right? Like, you bought the console already. You're using the console for whatever you want. And then they're telling you, well, you can't use it during this time. I bought it. It's my thing. I use it whatever the fuck I want. We're fighting climate change and carbon emissions and whatnot. So you gotta turn off your system. How the fuck does that correlate? How about you shut down some of the factories that produce a bunch of your equipment, Microsoft? How about you close a couple of those things that are producing large quantities of carbon emissions if you truly feel that you want to fight it a certain way? No, you're not doing that. You're gonna forcibly shut off people's gaming consoles. that they use as an escape for a plethora of different reasons, like climate change, whatever. This is retarded. This is so retarded. Jesus Christ. I mean, the implications of this is that realistically, who's to say that they can't go in and be like, well, you can't play this game? I mean, they already make it to where if you're caught saying, like, if you say something or, like, some text is done within, like, online or whatever, which realistically should be none of their business, they'll ban you, remove your account, strip you of a whole bunch of shit that you already have. This is something that PlayStation's been doing like crazy. And it's dumb that they do that. But, like, you have any idea how egregious it is, the fact that they just are telling you that, well, you cannot play it. I bought the system, I bought the game, I'm playing it whatever the fuck I want. What if I'm doing a binge, and I've done it before, where it's just, I just can't stop. I'm playing this game and I don't want to stop. I can't stop, I don't want to stop. And just let me have at it, because damn it, that's how I get off. I'm playing this damn game. And then it's like, uh-oh, only got a couple more hours of game left because of the fact that they automatically shut the shit off. This is crazy. This is so crazy. I mean, Xbox, you already bought a bunch of the publishers so you can have more of an edge over PlayStation. You already got them running scared because of the fact that you got Call of Duty under your belt. There's so much that you have that you don't need to worry about as of now in terms of making yourself the preferred gaming console over PlayStation. Not overall, because Switch is still kicking both of y'all asses, but the preferred console for right now. And to do something like this is so anti-consumer. Like, I know people are going to throw this word around a lot, but it's like, it totally is. This is so anti-consumer, because you didn't need to do it. Like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? Everyone's going to sing praises because it's like, oh, they care about the environment? No, nigga. You're a multi-billion dollar corporation. You could have done a lot of different shit to showcase you care about the environment. But you didn't. What you're doing is that you're going to forcibly turn off people's systems to make you feel better about whatever. And it's like, and the fact that they can do this shit remotely, like, do you not understand that this means that, like, what if, like, they decide that, like, you don't deserve your system, and they just keep the bitch off forever? Like, who's to say that they can't do something like that, right? And it's like, this is just, like I said, this is outrageous. This is out motherfucking rageous. Oh, man, this is crazy. And it's like, again, another reason to be like, well, there's no point in buying an Xbox. Yeah, you know, like, couple of hours out of the day, it just shuts off because, you know, saving power or some shit. Why don't we just put it in power save mode? Whatever? Or why don't I just turn it off when I'm done playing the game or whatever? Nah, man. It's doing it for the environment. The fuck that got to do with me? It's like, I'm a gamer. I'm a least hazardous person to the environment there is. I'm at home playing a game rather than using my car releasing emissions. Do you not understand? Oh my goodness. Like, this shit is so dumb. I can't wait to see what happens when this actually gets implemented. Like, how much people will bitch and get upset. Now, a word of advice to PlayStation. Don't do anything. Don't copy anything. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Just let this shit happen. Let Xbox shoot themselves in the foot. If you truly wish to go to clap back, let them shoot themselves in the foot. Because this is stupid. This is incredibly stupid. But, oh boy. Who would have thunk it? Like, one of the most unnecessary things to happen for a gaming console, they just decided to actually implement. It's so unbelievably ridiculous. I can't stress enough exactly how stupid invasive this is. Like, this is just crazy and how they're going to dictate exactly when you can use your console that you paid for. The shit that costs. And it's like, let us not forget exactly how much these bitches cost and then how ridiculous and hard it is to even get some nowadays. But the things are over $500. And it's like, with games included, that all comes out to over 60 and 70. Remember that, because game developers need that extra boost of money and whatnot. But I believe that is just for Sony and they dumbasses. But, like, you understand how retarded that this is that not only do you pay them a bunch of money for the console, they get to dictate what you say, when you say, and how you say it while you're using the console. You can't type certain things because it might be upsetting to certain people and whatnot. And then they're telling you that you can only play it for this amount of hours out of the day before they shut the shit off. This is the same shit China does over their internet service for kids to make sure that they don't get like too addicted to gaming. This is literally something that popped up last year where it was like kids are only allowed to spend a certain amount of hours on gaming because they didn't want it to really corrupt like the youth of China and shit like that. And then what happened? Well, without video games to distract the motherfuckers, they started protesting and shit. Oh man. This is stupid. This is so stupid. I do hope more people talk about this and get upset about it, because they should. And I would love if Xbox just, you know, reneged on the damn thing and then just decided to opt out from doing this. But until more people rip and rave and scream and holler about the goddamn thing, it is not going to happen. And then if it's done, and then essentially people just sit there and quietly complain about the shit, then we're going to see more of things like this ever implemented in other situations. And again, more so than anything, it just seems like the best thing to possibly get is the fucking Nintendo Switch. As they just make games. They just make games for you to play. And then it's like, if you're waiting for another game to be, it's like, well, this is only on PlayStation and this is only on Xbox. And it's like, well, with Nintendo, eventually they'll get it ported. So whatever, really. Like, you just gotta wait. And then by then it'll probably be a little bit cheaper on Nintendo. I don't know what to tell you. This shit is retarded. This is so goddamn retarded. I just wanted to talk about that. That's it. Okay. Goodbye. Goddamn it, turn off.